Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners this morning. I'll tell you what, things were bad in Washington when I left back in January of 2015, but they are much worse today. I am absolutely disgusted with what's going on in Washington, D.C. and with Congress, even my own Republican Party. I'll tell you what, Congress is sick. We need a doctor in the House. We need a U.S. Marine veteran. We need someone who will fight for the people of not only Athens, Clark County, the 10th Congressional District of Georgia, and America. I've got the record. I'll have my seniority back. There is nobody that's ready to go to work for the people of the 10th Congressional District in Georgia besides me. So I announce right this moment on your program that I am an official candidate running for the 10th Congressional District for the Republican primary next year and in the general election in November of next year. So I would appreciate your vote, Tim. You're going to be one of my constituents again. I would appreciate the vote of all the people in this district. We've got to make some major changes in Washington. We've got to stop this rapid slide towards socialism and communism in this country. We've got to stop Biden and the Democrats from taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. We absolutely must put a closed door on the border to cease this invasion on our southern border. I can go on and on about issues, but I'm ready to go fight for the people.
All right, there's the campaign speech. Again, former and perhaps future Congressman Paul Brown announcing for the seat that's going to be open when Jody Heiss runs for Secretary of State. Okay, again, you served from, help me out here, 2007, elected in a special election after the death of former Congressman Charlie Norwood, served until, as you say, January of 2014, an unsuccessful run for U.S. Senate. Another unsuccessful run in Congressional District 9. I'm trying to think of a more diplomatic way to ask the question here, and as usual, I'm going to come up short. Do you concern yourself at all? There's this phrase that is sometimes associated with people who run multiple campaigns and it doesn't work out for them, perennial candidate. Do you worry about that label?
Well, it's not applicable to me by any means. When I did not win the Republican primary in 2014, I've just been getting more and more disgusted with Republicans and Democrats alike in Washington. We've got to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We've got to win the House back for Republicans because Pelosi, Biden, and Schumer are destroying America. They are setting up a process of taking our liberty and freedom away. They, as I said a moment ago, they want to take our guns away from law-abiding citizens. Why is that? It's not about stopping gun violence. If you look, Tim, at the greatest gun violence going on today, it's in the cities controlled by Democrats, by the way, that have the greatest gun violence, cities like Chicago, New York City, and they have the most stringent gun control. We've got spending and debt that it's just spinning out of control. Republicans are just as guilty as Democrats with spending money that we don't have. We're headed to hyperinflation, and we're headed to an economic collapse of this country. And I'm eager to go back to work for the people of this district and this nation, particularly Georgia, to stop what's going on in Washington and put us back on the right course. We're on the wrong track, and I'll do everything I can to try to get back there.
Personal question for you. You and I spoke a couple of weeks ago as this potential development was unfolding, that the Congressman Heiss might leave the House, might run for Secretary of State, which, of course, he did. And you were considering it then. If that happens, I might not. You were a couple of weeks ago still weighing this. What went through your mind, if you can tell us, what was the process like? I'm sure the family was involved. What was the process like over the last couple of weeks to move from I may do this, I might not, to I will do this?
Tim, I didn't have any idea that this opportunity for me to go back to Washington would open itself up. I believe it's divine providence that I have this opportunity to go back and represent the people of this country, not the special interest. So when that became apparent to me, I started thinking about it, praying about it, talking to my wife about it, talking to others about it, talking to people all over the 10th Congressional District that have been supporters and friends of mine in the past. And I found more and more support as I went along. And certainly I had to have my wife on board because of all the negativity in Washington and with the press against conservatives like me, and, well, as an unwarranted attacks against me that I've suffered, I had to have her on board 100%. So it was a week ago when she said, let's run. I'm excited about this race. She's the greatest political, retail political asset that anybody running for office has ever had. Nikki Brown is on the ground running. We're going to fight for the people of the 10th Congressional District as well as Georgia and the nation to try to set things right. We're off track. We've got to stop socialism. We're already under an attack by China. There's cyber warfare going on from China. There's economic warfare going on for China. They have a stronger military. They have more ships than we have. We need more ships in the Navy. We need more. We need more wings in the Air Force. We need more brigades in the Army. And as a Marine, I can tell you, we need more Marines. I believe in peace through strength. The bumper stickers around here, war is not the answer. I agree wholeheartedly. War is not the answer, but the way to prevent war is have a strong military so that you have peace through strength. We've got to make sure that America is first. And a lot of Republicans are globalists. They don't believe in that. And I'm eager to go to fight as a Marine veteran, as an Afghanistan war veteran, actually, as an individual who is a scientist and a doctor and a businessman. We've got to put this country first. We've got to restore this country back to the greatness that it has been by restoring the principles that made it great, that our founding fathers gave us in the Constitution.
Congressman, former Congressman Paul Brown, again, announcing this morning he's going to run for the open house seat in Georgia 10. A couple of minutes left here, and quickly this, this was you before you ran for Congress. This was you while you served in Congress. It has been you since, and I think I know you well enough. You're not one of the folks who shies away from this. You don't mind being that lightning rod. I don't know, maybe it comes to you naturally, maybe you called it, but you're that guy. You're that lightning rod. Some of the positions that you hold can be, at the very least, controversial. Some would say far outside the mainstream. Just in a general way, how do you respond to that, and how do you react to it?
Well, the point man on a patrol in the enemy territory is always a lightning rod. I stand for the principles that I believe in. People can know where I'm going because they can see where I've been. I've not changed the set that I first ran till today. I believe in this country. Even freedom and liberty, and that's what I'm fighting for. I'm a freedom fighter. I believe in the Constitution as the fathers meant it. And there are very few Republicans in Washington and probably zero Democrats in Washington that even understand what government should be under the Constitution. The Constitution is not a living and breathing document, but we've allowed it to become that way. We've got to go back to those principles because we're headed to an economic collapse of America. We're headed to a total government control of everything in everybody's agenda, and it's absolutely critical that we have a lightning rod, somebody who's going to stand for what's right, who's going to try to educate the American people about how far we've gotten away from the original principles that made us great, and I'm going to continue to do that. I don't mind the lightning strikes.
Hi, Congressman, former Congressman, perhaps future Congressman Paul Brown. Again, the primary more than a year away, but already announcing that he'll run for the seat that opens when Jody Heiss leaves to run for Secretary of State. We'll talk again, I'm sure. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Happy Easter, by the way.
Well, he is risen, and there's no question about that. He's risen indeed, and happy Easter to you. And I just ask you before we go, for you and for the people of this district, to please vote for Paul Brown for someone who's going to fight for them, not for special interests, not for the political party, but fight for the people of this district, this state, and this nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.